We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in beautiful downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, just go over to WBEZ.org. You can also find a link at our website, which happens to be waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is, of course, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, Ben Edelman is a Harvard graduate with degrees in law, economics, and statistics, including a PhD. He also teaches negotiation at the Harvard Business School. So this week, he used that immense brain power and expertise to absolutely nail an unscrupulous business that had robbed him of what?
$4.
$4.
On his bill for Chinese food.
Exactly right. Now, if your Chinese food takeout order came in at $4 more than you expected, you'd probably shrug it off. That's why you couldn't get into Harvard. So basically, this guy orders Chinese food from the Szechuan Garden Restaurant of Brookline, Massachusetts. They overcharge him $4. So, of course, he attacks them with countless emails threatening legal action and demanding $12 in damages. And you're saying, well, how did he go from $4 that they overcharged him to $12?
And citing statutes
statutes. He said, I will report you to the government. I know these people. To punish them, he said, you're going to have to pay a fine to the government once I report you. So why don't you just pay me the fine right now?
Yeah. It's basically the approach the average Southern sheriff has to speeding tickets.
I know. It's terrifying.
Give me $100 and you won't have to go to court.
What's amazing about this is that a guy with degrees in law, economics, and statistics from Harvard is behaving exactly the way you'd expect a guy with degrees in law, economics, and statistics from Harvard. Tom, you'll be happy to know that airlines are making sure their service is tip-top. A Korean Air executive forced the plane she was on to go back to the gate with us right now, because she was not satisfied with what?
Korean Airlines. Mm-hmm. They hadn't taken off.
They hadn't yet. Well, what happened was is they were taxiing out to take off, mm-hmm. to fly across the ocean to Korea. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, this is unacceptable. We must go back to the gate, because she was unhappy with her what?
The coffee was not bitter enough.
You are close.
Ooh,
coffee
was not hot enough.
No.
Was too hot.
No,
was,
you're in the right. I'll give you a hint. What do you mean, she said, they're unsalted?
Oh, the peanuts.
The nuts. She was unsatisfied with the nuts. Miss Heather, yes.
I got a ding for that. I'm glad. I didn't do anything, but thanks for the ding.
Miss Heather Cho is the vice president in charge of service for Korean Air, and by completely unconnected coincidence, the daughter of the airline CEO. But she is not one to let standards slip, especially when it comes to her macadamia nuts that were served to her in a bag rather than on a plate. That was her issue. So she demanded that the flight attendant, who had so grossly insulted her by giving her a nut sack, be removed from the flight. And in order to do that, they had to turn the plane around. She did not get her first choice, that the flight attendant be made to walk a plank at 30,000 feet.
Was this North Korea?
Yeah, you'd think.